And I also observed very time conscious. He is very time conscious. So I hope I'm going to measure up. And I'm also very happy. I saw my associate's wife walking in.
He
said, okay, she's coming to spy out. While the husband is preaching back home.
God bless
your sister. We certainly appreciate God for being here by His grace. The atmosphere is right. So there is no need for you to go out empty. Yes, there is no need for you to go out empty. And there's no need for you to wear a long
vest.
Because God did it for you. You are just walking in. And you are taking what has already been given. Effortless. Amen. So let's just
that's okay with you.
As we open our Bibles. The IT guy is going to help me. We are just going to be looking at. Let me just take two scriptures. That's 1 John 5, verse 7 and 8.
1 John 5, verse 7 and 8.
And then Ephesians 2, sorry, Ephesians 1, 3.
Now, Ephesians 1, 3.
First John 5, 7 and 8.
Amen.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one.
Amen.
Ephesians
1 John 5, verse 7. Nokuti kuna watatu wanapupura kudenga. Wanoti Baba, Shoko, na Mweya Mutsvene. Ava watatu ndimumwe. Varipo watatu wanopupura panyika. Vanoti Mweya Mutsvene, Mura neropa. Izvi zvitatu zvinotenderana pachinhu chimwe.
Amen. May God bless the reading of His word as we take our seats.
Now
ask rather just to offer a word of prayer.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Nangu ya mtu shayle tila kutenda ima kwa nalikana. Babani chikon zero chamati unga ni zapano kunyabese mwenga wenyu. Baba mune chinangwa kunyangwe neungano yakadai. Kareko zvaiti zvikadai tenzi Jesu Kristu muri munyama Jerusarema. Vanhu vauya vakaungana nenzira imutsvene. Maimedura chingwa nemumwe mumedurero kuti vaidzoka kumba baba vaitirwa zvakanaka. Vanorwara baba mutsvene vaipora. Vane shuwo dzemwoyo baba vaigamuchidzwa. Baba makataura mukati muri mumwe chete zuro nhasi nekusingaperi. Mwari mutsvene zvamakaita kuburikidza naJesu makati munoita zvimwe chete kuburikidza naMweya mutsvene. Baba tinotenda kuti ari pano kunyange nemufudzi wedu. Baba mutsvene kuti vagopa shoko kunyange chavaka vana venyu panguva ino yanhasi. Baba tinoisa zvose pamuri nezita ratenzi Jesu Kristu kuti Mwari chitorai mufudzi mumuise parutivi. Muve murimi baba mutsvene munotaura. Zivisai Mwari zvisina kukodzera kutaurwa. Baba mutaure Mwari izvo zvakafanira bedzi. Kunyange kuunza mberi kwamuri tinotenda nekusiya izvi kwamuri muzita raJesu Kristu mambo wenyu. Amen.
Okay, so let's add Ephesians chapter 1.
Why Ephesians 1?
1 verse 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen. Ephesians 1:3. Ngaongwe Mwari Baba, Ishe wedu Jesu Kristu, akatiropafadza nokuropafadza kwose kwomweya kudenga muna Kristu.
Amen. The Lord allowing me this morning,
Mwari vachitendera ini mangwanani ano,
I want to look at the seven dimensions of God.
Go down to the tarisha nanga nomwe zamari.
Amen. I just want to move slowly.
We are going to defend this in nyoro nyoro.
Maybe for the next 1.5 or 2 hours. Depending on how your faith will rise. Seven dimensions of God. I want to be able to go through all of them. Because it's a broad subject. If the IT can just assist by showing the diagram, it would really help me. These things, they assist us.
Amen.
They are good aids.
Amen.
Now, if you look at that diagram, I hope it's legible. Is it legible?
Amen.
Can you see from the back? Amen. Now, if you look at that diagram, you find there is light right from the middle. And there is time on the next. And then matter on the last realm. Now these are the first three dimensions depicting the human being. Now Job said, first John says they are three that bear a record in heaven: the Father,
Baba,
the Word,
Shoko,
and the Holy Spirit. Now, that's none other than the God descending of God. God was in eternity before he was even God. Because God is a subject, is an object of worship. But when he was in eternity, no one knew about him. besides himself. So he was not even God. He was a source of life. He lived in eternity. But then within him were five attributes. It's not five attributes.
It's
what went on him to make a decision to come out of eternity. One, he was a savior. Two, he was a redeemer. Three, he was a healer. Four, he was a fountain of life. Five, he was life. Nowhere to express these attributes. So God made a decision to come out of eternity. And when he came out of eternity, he was creating himself. He became the first creation of God. As the Logos, as the Son of God, as the Word of God, and John saw him. He was a prophet. And he says, in the beginning, what, that was the beginning of time. In other words, when God began to come out of eternity, was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. And dwelt among us. And Father John says, hallelujah, there are three that bear record. Come on now. The record of the Word of God is in heaven. Was in heaven. But they need a witness.
Amen.
When we have got a record,
can we have
someone must witness that record? Are you ready, church?
Amen.
So John said, John.
So I don't tell him.
He said that.
I was longer.
When he says, in heaven there are three.
No, that's then that we never talk to.
That they are record.
One of Pupura.
Which record?
And then one of Pupura Puti.
Of the Word of God.
Shokura Mari.
Father.
Baba.
Will.
And then Shoko.
And Spirit.
And we am Chen.
Amen.
But it could not remain in heaven. Because when God created himself, and he became the first creation of God, he started now creating the heaven and the earth. And what is in the heaven?
Also, the end.
And on earth, everything was
set.
And what happened? The last thing to be created was you and me.
You and me.
Amen.
We are the last born.
Amen.
Of God's creation. For God said, everything was in place. He says, let us make man in our own image. In the image of God. Created he them. Male and female. They were both in the spirit form. They were in the theophany form. Just like angels are in the theophany form.
just like God himself is in the theophany
hall.
But they could not conduct the earth. They couldn't do nothing. Because later,
they
was already on earth. There was need to put together the theophany
hall
and put it.
And then what's this
in the form of a spirit?
And then moon and
put it in matter.
What's this up as a sobatic?
So that we can have
what is it is over
light,
natural
time,
membova,
and your matter.
And then next year sobatica.
That's a human being.
No moon.
So that Genesis 2
Sagati, Genesis which spirit.
God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And then he took the man. He took the woman whom he had created and put them in matter. In other words, I'm looking at matter this morning. You are looking at matter
this morning.
But matter is governed by time. Every time you say,
"Amen
day to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, brother, happy birthday to you." What are you talking about? You are talking about time. You are looking at a creature of time. Hallelujah. You are looking at a creature who is not eternal at all. We were put into time. And what about light? For us to see one another, it's because of light. Cosmic light.
Amen.
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 It will be dark. If we come here for an evening service, we must put on the light. That's why people hate
loadshedding.
Because it takes away light. But
brother,
we cannot go. For the Bible says,
the Bible not
flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
This is the lowest form of life.
Amen.
Right now, this morning, we are constituting,
amen,
as you speak,
we should
as I see the brother, as we look at each other, we are looking at the lowest form of life. Think about it. No matter how dark you are, that has got nothing to do with going to heaven. No matter how light you are, your complexion has nothing to do with going to heaven. Because you are in the lowest form of life. Remember Hebrews 2:14. When God was coming down, and he was born in a manger, Hebrews 2:14 says, he was made a little lower than angels. He was made a little lower than angels. That's exactly us. Because when Jesus came to be born, he came just like us. Just in a different way. That he didn't come through
sect.
He came through the spoken word. Amen. But he was, as he got into matter and got into time and got into life, he was a little bit lower than angels. redeemer.
A
king's man
redeemer.
He lowered himself so that he can lift you up. Are you with me today? That's why you're not sleeping when preaching is going on, because you are in the lowest level of life. He came to lift us up from the lowest level of life to give us a little life higher. Now, in this four dimensions, sorry, three dimensions, you are just good as an animal. They are alive. Don't come back.
I also keep us here.
It's just our way.
So said the prophet.
Amen. The bread of life.
Oh boy, you want to say my church to the people.
So when you die,
you will die.
While you are in these three levels, you don't go anywhere. But you die. And go down.
Wow.
Now, from these three dimensions, we've got the fourth dimension, and the fifth dimension, and the sixth, then the seventh. But you see, brothers, from this one, we go into the fourth dimension, which is what is influencing us.
You know why you're influencing that?
If you are said to be a worldly person, you are just influenced by the fourth dimension. Now, the fourth dimension is the scientific dimension. This thing comes from the fourth dimension.
Amen.
All the gadgets. Just show them,
brother. Amen.
There it is.
Yes, it is.
That's the scientific.
Amen.
The real.
In our way, the science.
That's where your education is.
Oh, for the sense it was in.
You remember the prophet said, education is of the devil. This is why we are here. To show you this thing. Because your troubles are endless. Because you are being controlled by this. All invention, is coming from the
fourth.
I put this color red deliberately, indicating how dangerous the realm is. That's where your internet is.
Oh, but the internet is good.
Right. That's where your social media.
Oh, but it's a social media.
And your politics. Now, we have no time to. You pastor will get this finished and we'll pick up these things one by one.
Amen. For the soldiers of the Banachi,
we can't go in detail.
As I think that's it,
we'll take the whole
to the Torah for the Rosia.
Amen. To show you this thing. Your development.
Your development.
You can't develop in the air.
Amen. One is certain which one looks some
you develop on the air.
Amen. Not a one looks upon the
money. In other words, you are dealing with matter. You are dealing with time. You are limited.
Amen.
Time is limiting you. That's why people die. Because they are living under time.
Amen.
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 The Bible says,
amen.
Right, who control you are? Never right, who owner? Canama Casta owner? A Panacha Manuita. That's your time.
Oh boy.
But the influence is coming from this for
dimension.
It's controlled by the fourth
dimension.
Satan's Eden, which is more than civilization, is what development does. But it's here already. But there was a man on this earth. He was looking for a city. He was looking for a city whose maker and builder is Almighty God. And he never found it. Because it is not governed by time. It's not built out of matter.
I hope we are
together.
Amen.
Using might.
Amen.
No.
the
youth met.
One of shining Jesus in the
so they came up.
Oh, as a mic.
And yet now,
Master Jinon,
the Bible is saying,
Bible,
we don't fight.
Man,
we don't fight.
Until when?
Flesh and blood.
Men yama de rombo.
But with powers
cinema simba
of the air.
Amen.
Principalities.
Amen. But
now, before I go in,
this side in the land.
It means the fourth dimension.
No, everything I'm China
is higher.
Amen. You have soul
than the three.
That is not
the dimension. It is a bit higher.
You have soul.
Yes, it's a bit higher.
You have soul.
That's why I go to school.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you go to school.
So I'll share that for you.
Because you must, you know, education opens up the whole five
sentences.
Amen. So that you can understand
what we want to say with you,
sister. Things that you can never understand.
Just as an
ordinary
person.
So when you go to school, let's take the higher levels of education.
That's what it is.
They are men.
Men?
They are men.
Who never
and women.
Never remember that time.
Who use
this
tactics?
Amen.
A tactic of teaching.
Amen.
They can pick you up.
One of them put no guy.
And put you up there.
What will you stop up, Sora?
Until you walk like a
people. Farmers' people.
Because you've got 7 degrees.
And put on a degree, man.
But if we ask you,
ask them,
to show us where the degrees are.
But you tell at least that my degree I have.
You can't show. You can't.
A partner or not without that.
You can show us a document.
No, but not that it's a paper.
But honestly, a document is just a document. So it's actually a dimension where you are lifted up by the fourth dimension, and really you are said to be the president of the country. And you move under that atmosphere that I am the leader of the country. Don't forget the scripture that we read. That Paul said, we bless his name
and then not about the star
because he has lifted us up and put us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
When I Christ Jesus,
not just a heavenly place.
Amen.
Yeah. Because the heavenly blessing is another dimension. It's actually the fourth dimension. So we are in a heavenly blessing in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That makes a difference, my brother. That's what it is to be born again. To be born again is not just getting some emotion. To be born again is to be lifted from a lower level of life and to be higher. That's what we need, brother. We need a higher level. Because faith dropped us to lifetime and better. We love the authority that Adam had before he fell. Adam, he needed no money. There was no current blood in the Garden of Eden. But there was the power of life. Adam. that she was naked, even because of the higher dimension of life. They were in the higher dimension of life. That's my brother. When you are born again, by the power of God, God puts you in your place. No one ever his name. Come up higher. You cannot see what I am showing you. When you remain in the life, when you remain in the life, when you remain in the life that I have for your life, come up higher. And he obeyed.
He had
woman. What did he see? The heavens open.
And
the throne.
Amen.
Without eyes. Without light.
Amen.
We are putting our focus on the wrong thing. Coming to church is not the answer. Because when you come to church, you must be born again. Rest of them denominational people who are
up there.
You must believe him in the atmosphere. Even when you get sick, you realize your spirit is not sick. It's only the matter and the light and the time. But you are not sick.
I see you well.
Now, that well is taking its power from the fifth dimension. When they are in the flesh.
Why do you
it won't work.
As you shall.
Because the five senses in you keep on preaching.
No, I don't much fight.
That will not work. That's a key memory. The key memory. chungu chokuita zvineizvi asi hauna kuponeswa.
Amen.
Amen. Oh brother,
you need to allow. Amen.
Unoda
kutende.
And one door.
Amen. Sure
to open up in your spirit. To open up in your spirit. The word of God. The spirit of God. God himself.
To
sit on your throne. Your heart, brother. Is your throne. We nobody hear people say,
when
they are praying.
They
say,
what you
do?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Morvega.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. That's how she said.
Amen.
Já aguenta com o lado de Christians are more
Israelis.
Yes. But imagine a
while,
a little white spot.
The one that she has.
That's a Christian.
Amen. Dear Christ.
That's what we are on this earth.
So, Jesus, when you
come in, as dark as it is.
Amen. You see that by that itself.
Darkened by politics.
Amen. You can see this when the politics.
Darkened by a doubt.
You can see this when the hope.
Darkened by all faith.
You can.
We are seeing some little white
spots.
That you and me, brother, like a light. Now, those that are in darkness are influenced from belief. Those are the lights that influence from above. Now, when you leave either one of these.
In other
words,
when
you read the source that has been inspiring you, either from the devil or from God, when you read either side, what is that?
Cheese,
death,
roof.
Watch what happens. You go into the realm of spirit. In other words, from this body, he said, I go to prepare. In my father's
house,
I made man. And the prophet said, those are theophany
bones.
So when we die, we enter into those,
you know, being the money to be
bodies. Either way,
amen.
This is the mortal realm, which is this.
Oh, no, and we know it.
The dimension,
amen,
that we live
in.
Now, if you go this away, listen, close. If you go this way, the first dimension is the spirit of the dead. That's in the fifth dimension. Peter spoke of it in prison. That repented not. Not by long suffering in the days of Noah. That's the fifth dimension.
I'm
sorry. I wasn't doing the wrong quotation. I wonder why. The quotation that I had actually is, I think I got it very wrong here. I'm sorry. I got a bit mixed up here. It's actually from the message 5. paragraph 79, 1963 influence. Maybe you can just type two. But it's found there in the message influence, paragraph 73 to 86. You found it? This little file sentence that we live in,
I've
put a little world of our own, but God, that we was only given this so we could conduct our earthly home. But there is senses beyond that.
Manjiro and Furiwai.
Another dimension.
Even man.
And God is always present.
We are Mariwa.
If we could only remember that.
I pray for some for
the angels of the Lord are encamped about those who fear his name. In this building.
That's
the message.
Amen.
Says in this building,
Chino,
tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon,
stand
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ wakato
mira.
Amen.
Now, if you don't see him,
and I lost someone,
if it doesn't nullify that he's here,
I'm sure he's here, husband. Yes.
It depends in what realm.
You know, they are putting in Namu.
In this building,
tonight,
is host of angels, thousands of them, gathered around. Come on, say amen. You don't see them, but you can feel
as
the influence of them, telling you that they are here. If that isn't so,
can I just now
then the scripture isn't so?
Zero Maparo, I'm never asking
to one. And if the scripture isn't right, then God isn't right. The Bible says,
why do not
the angels of God
are
kept?
They
don't leave.
I am indeed.
I want you to know that this tabernacle
here,
angels of God, by reason of the word of God, that is presented every service day, the angels of God are right in this building. We don't want to keep them in this building. We don't want to keep them in this
building.
We want them to go with us when we go.
Amen.
When we go to work, we want them to accompany us. Yes, sir. They don't leave. They stay near those that
Jesus said,
just
wherever two or three
gathered
in my name, I will be in
there.
Then that makes him a world that we cannot see. That our five senses does not corner.
It
was around.
Amen.
Yes. Around that is not
amen. Amen.
That our five senses doesn't corner. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
he is here present. If we could be conscious of that, and remember,
oh,
I like this. Not only here. But when you are walking down the street, wherever you are, you that profess to be believer, to be believer, and fear the Lord, remember, the angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. They watch every thing.
One time, those
you do. Every thought that goes through your mind. And they know all about you. I may not know about you.
I'm sorry,
there is someone here who knows everything.
And
what you are thinking, he knows. He hears. You that fear the Lord, have the mind of God. That's your protection.
Even those who change the design.
Let this man,
the guy to buy
that was in
Christ,
be in you. Then you can be right. You can imagine right. Therefore, we must be conscious of that. If we are not conscious of it, then you act anyway. So people mostly today, too many people are not conscious of the presence of the Lord Jesus. That's the reason they we have these things that we have going on now. Trouble. Fornication.
Amen.
Backbiting. Sisters, putting on mini skirts.
Amen. Sisters, take on my mini skirts.
Putting on dresses that are like the glass.
Take on my dress, I find that's a glass.
It's because they are not conscious.
Amen.
That Jesus is right here.
Amen.
They are not conscious that he knows.
But see
the way you are dressed, the way you are conduct. He is here present. May he give you the
consciousness
so that you can fear him. You know what is to fear God?
It's not to travel.
It's not to travel. Is to do things right.
Amen.
Because you know that he is here. He is seeing you.
Amen.
When people, when the thief knows that I'm being watched, they will behave. They won't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
if we could only do like David said,
like I
put the Lord always
before
me. Can we just drop down alright, paragraph. Yes. Alright. 85 says, I will not leave thee,
and this will see
nor forsake thee, say Jesus. I am with you all, even to the end of the world. He cannot leave us. He promised not to. That's the very objective of this
letter.
That's the objective, my
brethren,
of holding my ministry out from that denomination, is to try to let the people see that Jesus is still alive. And he is here.
We are come
to every belief, to every denomination that will believe him, or the people in those denominations, that Lord is before me.
Amen.
David said, and I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Is there anyone here who can say the same thing? The Lord is before me. And I shall not
see.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right. So I was on that fourth dimension.
Let
me quickly put things in order now. On that fourth dimension, that's where.
No.
You have every activity besides the church.
It's
right under the fourth dimension. Only God help
us
to realize that we cannot go to heaven under the influence of the fourth dimension. Because the fourth dimension is being anointed by the fifth dimension. What is in the fifth dimension? Spirit of the dead. Fallen angel. When Jesus died, he actually went down to these spirits of
where
Peter said, souls in prison. So you can simply speak, brother. We are far away from God. But the dead, as Satan, is very near. Now, if you go back to the first three, which is
here,
then you come to the fourth dimension. You are not even talking about God.
I was
about our nation. Have you ever heard the Minister of Education, you know, giving credit to the Lord Jesus Christ?
No.
Because the influence is coming from the
faith
to the
form
and to us.
We are materials.
Wow.
Say,
God is.
So,
but this region
are synonymous
are down here.
Very fast.
You remember when Saul was in trouble? What did he do? He went to this witch of
End
and said, bring me
somewhere.
And yet so, can you imagine? Example, he had destroyed the witches and the witch doctors. He was so zealous.
Agai And yet he was not born
again.
Asamba, Papa.
He destroyed
Akaparas.
But at the end of his life,
Asamba,
he wronged the law.
Amen.
He disobeyed the word of God.
Akaramba kutelela sokurama.
And God put him aside.
But
let me say, went back.
No more at Sokera Sakari.
The witch.
Yes.
Call me Samuel.
And the Demotire Samuel.
The prophet.
Prophet.
He was able to go to the fifth dimension. She was able. What?
Say,
the blood of Jesus was not yet shed. Demon were able to access paradise.
Amen. We in the paradise.
Amen. So, in other words, paradise was not in the sixth dimension. Neither was it in the fifth dimension. It was heading in between. Because by there, people after dying, they could not go in the presence of the Lord. It was only through the blood of Jesus that could bring the souls of the dead to come right into the presence of God, which is the sixth dimension. So this woman managed to bring up
someone.
But I want you to know today,
as God has given us
anything that communes with the dead, they are actually operating from the fifth dimension, which is, the spirit of the dead. Then if you go down, in fact, when you get into that dimension, you meet the spirits of the dead. As you go deeper, you meet the demons. And if you go deeper, you get into hell. That's where the devil is. So I'm saying the fifth dimension is anointing the fourth. And the fourth is influencing this cosmic world. Our cars are coming from the fourth dimension. That's why, brother, you must never be materialistic.
Materialistic.
Amen. Muna no namata je materialis.
Yes. Amen.
What they are actually asking you and they don't tell you is, Unona Matachi.
What's
the thing as a
food?
I'm not sure if you're a Matachi. Because I don't
know
you. It means Unona Matachi. Unona Matachi. Yes. Was Gunamata, you don't get a fellowship.
Opened the door.
Abraham,
and Sarah was there.
Sarah, It's
end of the morning.
Amen.
So he went out and followed by Job. He was followed by Joseph.
No
wonder why Joseph said, "Don't bury me in
Egypt."
He knew there was a spot.
I see
he knew there was a place
somewhere
which was paradise. And there was going to be a resurrection. So don't fear. Even if you die today, what is important is to have Christ in you. For when he shall come, he will pick you up from the sixth dimension and coming back to
heaven
to destroy the fifth dimension and the fourth dimension and will be back here on earth again. Just like Adam of old. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Never to die. We will pick our bodies.
It doesn't
lives by the word of God. But we must pick our bodies so that we can enjoy the ever again. So that we can enjoy the grapes again. Oh, brother, sister, it all matters.
Amen.
Where you are, she may pass them to you, Papa.
Don't
remain in this civilized world.
Amen.
There are so many torments in this civilized world. Too much competition. Too much confusion. Too much affliction. But brother, when you rise up by the power of the word of God, there is a place for you. There is a hiding place for you. You will be hanging between the sticks and the feet. Yes, son. You are waiting for the coming of God. You are not yet dead. So go in the presence of God. You are still here already. But you are not influenced by demon power. Stay there, my brother. That's my admonition. Stay there, my son. That is heavenly blessings. All things are possible. Stay there. That's why you come early to church. You are in heavenly
places.
In Christ Jesus. You have believed.
An
incorruptible seed. Of the word of God. You are not of this world. You are looking for a seed. Whose maker and builder is Almighty God. Oh, that's my prayer. Come up higher. Some of the desires that you are having
are
being influenced by the fourth dimension. Brother, what's your problem? You find those desires dying. You find all those feelings dying. There is another spirit. There is another anointing. The power of God. The spirit of the living God. Lifting you up. Staying in heavenly places. How
then
I read it? How then I desire it? How then I say I'm here? Here around Zimri, wherever you are going, be a real
your witness.
Oh,
Jesus is a true witness. It reminds me, when disciples ask him, when are you going to restore the kingdom?
Israel.
They were thinking of the political kingdom. And yet that's not what Jesus was bringing. Jesus was bringing an eternal king. And Jesus said,
just know,
it's not for you
as this is ready
to know
what you must hear
the season.
Amen.
And the time.
Amen.
But you shall receive power. And be my witness. Tell your neighbor, I want to be a witness.
Lord, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, you were not expecting. Yeah.
I don't see that study
here. Tell your neighbor, okay. Heal the wound.
What's
are
Sometimes,
what we think important is not even important at all. God long suffered with the condition of Lazarus in his lifetime. In this cosmic God long suffered. And he left the souls there because he knew. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off.
Abraham,
he was no longer using light to see.
Yes.
When we move out of this
world,
there is a better side.
We
can see beyond
the
curtain of time.
Amen.
As long as you know, as long as you look, you will see.
No.
He was in hell.
Because the Ramzi, when it is the mystery I'm meeting with Let's this church, Father God.